I'm Frank Vaughn. It's March 14th, 2025. And this is a very serious video. Mark Carney has been sworn in today as our unelected prime minister. Not the first time in our history. That's how our parliamentary Westminster backward system works. You don't need to be elected to be a prime minister in this country. Mark Carney on March 9th said, "I know these are dark days brought on by a country we can no longer trust. And I'm here to tell you that America is our last hope." The country that we can no longer trust is Canada. Our system, our Westminster government, our parliament, and many, most, potentially all of the provincial governments. The headline is, BC government introduces legislation giving itself sweeping powers to deal with U.S. trade threats. That is a heck of a way to write a headline about a totalitarian bill. David Eby will be able to bypass the legislature and rule by edict. He will effectively be a dictator with very few checks on his power. He will not be able to approve energy projects, and he will have to consult with First Nations, which majorly back his government anyway. He will be able to dictate what you eat, where you sleep, anything that you can imagine will be under his power because of the so-called threat from the Americans. This is a preview. This is going to come from your federal government. It's going to come from most of your provincial governments. I have some hope left that Scott Moe and Daniel Smith will not follow along with this madness. They've been playing both sides of the fence, and I hope they come down on the American side very soon. Otherwise, the western part of this country will not avoid the pain that BC, the federal government, and Ontario want to bring to Canada. And make no mistake, it is not Donald Trump that is the threat to Canadian livelihoods. It is our own government. Now, I've told you on this channel that I would not tell you how to vote, and I'm not telling you how to vote. I just tell the truth. And here's a couple truths. Here's some reasons why you might consider voting for the Conservative Party of Canada. And again, I'm not telling you how to vote. One is, and this is interesting because I always have to be careful about private communications, but the conversations about coordination between the NDP and the Liberal Party at the highest levels have already started taking place, which should come as no surprise to anybody. Now, whether it surrounds the idea of delaying elections or whether it surrounds the idea of coordinating their election efforts, both those things have been on the table. The government that sits in power now would prefer the legitimacy of an election because it will make selling the authoritarian, totalitarian power they are about to take much more justified in their public messaging. Make no mistake, what's happening in BC is going to happen across this country, and the provinces are our only hope, the leaders of your provinces, to not go along with it. The federal government does not have the power to enforce their authoritarianism. They can only enforce it if you go along with it. If the Liberals and the NDP trigger an election, and they decide to coordinate by not running candidates against each other in certain ridings, you should vote for the party most likely to beat them. You're probably not going to win anyway, but you should do it all the same. And again, you do what you want. I'm just giving you the justification. And if by some miracle Polyev wins, you'll get to find out whether the people who say he's lying and playing the game over the last several weeks are in fact true. He'll either negotiate with the Americans, and I can't imagine the Americans respecting him the way that they would have if he had taken an even diplomatic road. He's jumping through hoops for the Liberals and the NDP, and it doesn't work for the Conservative Party of Canada. They have labeled him the Donald Trump of Canada. And they've been successful. And the reason they've been successful is because Pierre is responding to it, denying it, doing his best to look like the most aggressive opposition to Donald Trump. He's responding to them. It never works for conservatives. But if they coordinate against him on those two key points, it might be worth considering a Conservative Party vote. because shenanigans shouldn't be supported, and give Pierre the opportunity to prove that he's actually lying to the public. The change that's come over Pierre, which thousands of you have noted on my X profile, you've seen it too. It's like he's a defeated man. It's like he's a different man. He's much more mechanical. He's much more scripted. Does he know something we don't know? Does he feel defeated? I don't know what the change is. But if the NDP and the Liberals do coordinate, the right in this country is screwed. And the only hope that we have in that case is the United States. And there are people who say that the United States, that Donald Trump is a globalist. He's secretly sent to, you know, they got all these conspiracy theories about how Donald Trump is not real. If that's the case, then there is no hope left. The World Economic Forum will have its way. The UN will have its way. They will figure out how to manipulate us psychologically, and the masses will follow them, and that's it. You will just get to choose how you perish. I'm not going to believe that. The evidence of my eyes and the evidence of Donald Trump and the evidence of what's happening in the U.S. government suggests an effort to try and survive, to fight against them, to create a new North America, a new continentalism, and peel us away from the affairs and the attachments to the totalitarian old world. The European Parliament, do any of you understand how the European Union works? It is one of the most undemocratic ideas that's ever been foisted upon mankind as a defense of democracy. There are people in jail all over Britain right now simply for memeing. And there might come a moment in Canada where that's the case. C-63 might make a comeback, but it could be worse. We might not be able to speak soon without threat of jail or persecution. So while we're here, we better make hay while the sun is shining, because now is the time. The truth of the matter is, I don't believe there's any way that Mark Carney and the Liberals lose the next election. They're killing Pierre in the polls now. I don't know why Canada is the way it is, but it is. And it's not Western Canada. It is Eastern Canada predominantly. It's not even, there's a lot of people who think BC is a leftist hellhole. They tried. They came to the edge of having an actual real conservative government that had some policies. And I know they have some internal party drama now. Let's go back in time to the election, when I believe the BC Conservatives won. And who gave them that election but half of Greater Vancouver, who voted against crime and voted against corruption and voted against violence? Heavily immigrant communities that have family values. We're not reading BC right. Ebby doesn't represent BC. The BC people tried, and they had it stolen from them. But Eastern Canada and Quebec, there are millions of people stranded in Eastern Canada who share our values, but they are outnumbered significantly by millions more who are propagandized. They're on psychotropic drugs. I don't know what their problem is, but they can't think for themselves. And they believe this man is somehow the outsider hero come to save Canada. They don't even hear the words that he says that come forth from his mouth about the dark days and the emergencies and the crisis unending that he promised them. They don't even, they are completely uncritical. They don't ask any questions about the Liberal leadership vote where 250,000 people were disenfranchised, and where he managed to secure in every riding across Canada 4/5 at least of the vote. Even distribution. No variation. Very little variation. I can't say no variation. Very little variation in vote totals. Statistically impossible. You have a greater chance of flipping a quarter and having it land on heads 100 times in a row than what supposedly elected this man. We're in real trouble. We're going to protect Canadians during this crisis and build a stronger economy for the future. What crisis? The Americans calling us out because we are a cartel crime hub? Because we are a large-scale criminal enterprise? They are rallying around protecting the mass death that's going on your streets? And they're pretending the Americans are our enemies when they have been our best partners for decades. What are Premier Moe and Premier Smith going to do? Are you going to follow this, or are you going to strike a different path? You are now our only hope, because this man isn't going anywhere. Politicians in general, especially ones about to lose their power, like boogeymen. Jagmeet Singh needs a boogeyman right now to save his political prospects. His party's in the tank. He is broke. They can't secure donations. And if they are forced to head into an election, what can possibly save them? Now, you could argue that he doesn't care, and maybe he doesn't. But here he is, fawningly congratulating Prime Minister Trudeau on his time in office and wishing him well. He served our country through tumultuous times. Whatever disagreements we have had, his love for Canada is always evident. These men have destroyed this country over the last 10 years. Yes, as I highlighted in yesterday's video, Harper was not innocent. But these guys, they kicked that door wide open. Your streets are filled with drugs. You're sold out to China. You sold out to their triads. I've proven it in every single video trying to warn you about what was coming. And we are almost to it now. Public service is a great privilege, but can require sacrifice, especially for families. I know PM Trudeau has always been there for his kids. And I hope as he steps away from politics, he gets to enjoy more time just being a dad. Isn't that so wonderful and heartwarming? Think of how many people and families were destroyed by that man during COVID. Think about how many people are crushed under poverty. How many people have been killed by overdoses? How many families have been robbed? And Jagmeet hopes he can just sail off into the sunset? Trudeau was never held accountable for anything. He was never held accountable for Gropergate. He was never held accountable for blackface. He was never held accountable for the women that he stomped underfoot who got in his way during his tenure. He was never held accountable for illegally invoking the Emergencies Act and snuffing out the civil liberties and charter rights of thousands of Canadians. They seized people's bank accounts and stopped them from being able to transact, pay their rent, busted up their families, put them in jail. And they did it without any legal reason or recourse. They just called up the banks and told them to do it, and the banks just did it. And there wasn't even a law in the books that justified it. And there was no accountability. And Jagmeet Singh congratulates him. Kisses his ass. This man, one way or another, will make a deal with Mark Carney. I don't know how it fleshes out. Maybe we get the election, because all they have to do is agree to coordinate, and that's it. The Conservative Party doesn't attain power. That would be enough. Again, I'm not telling you what to do. I would be motivated to vote for the Conservative Party at that point, just on the principle that the two leftist parties are coordinating to stop them. That would be enough. Even if I don't want to reward Pierre for his weakness, I don't want to reward him for jumping through leftist hoops yet again. He could have just took the middle road. These politicians have big platforms. They talk to thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, depending on the time measurement you want to use. He could have educated people. He could have told them the truth about the Americans. He could have told them the truth about Canada. Instead, he decided to prey on your ignorance and try and save himself that way, as every Conservative leader, even Stephen Harper in 2015, they all decide to cater to the left and they all lose. They don't fight, they bend. And it never works. And even with the terrible record of the existing government, not all the polls are fake news. They're not all ICOs. We can see what's happening in real time. The strategy doesn't work. I think we have one shot for Canada, and that's that the United States is sincere. Because once these guys take the authoritarian power that they're promising to take, Mark Carney has promised you emergencies unending. If you get an election, it will be the last one until there's no America left, because he has been sent here to use Canada to break you, to break. When he talks about resilience, he's talking about your pain. They're going to use us to undermine the United States. And who are they? The World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the powers that be, the socialist actors in this world who want global governments. And if they can't get global governance, they just want to rule Europe and North America with an iron fist. The people who have destroyed and undermined your livelihood. Canada will be sacrificed. And within Canada, the first over the wall will be Alberta and Saskatchewan. Premier Moe, Premier Smith, you guys have a decision to make. You can show genuine visionary leadership right now, or you're going to face opposition from your people like you've never faced before. Probably a new political movement that will sweep Western Canada if they don't just outlaw it entirely. Because I am worried, sincerely worried, once they get off to doing their emergencies, the censorship that we faced in 2020 and 2021 for telling the truth about the shots, telling the truth about COVID, they use the tech companies. The tech companies are based in the United States. The tech companies have accepted that Trump is heading in a different direction. Jeff Bezos has ordered his newspapers to start talking about the Constitution and freedom. You have Musk with X, where you can say pretty much anything you want. We have free speech. Zuckerberg goes on Joe Rogan, talks about how the Biden administration forced him into submission, how he's going to liberalize things. Hasn't really worked out on paper. Google, YouTube, all of them have experienced. Look what we can do on YouTube these days. 2 years ago, this couldn't have happened. I would have lost my channel. There's a great advantage to the silence I went through for a couple of years because I actually got to save my platform. Ironically, silence one time actually saved a public platform. The tech companies will not go along easily anymore because they are in the sphere of the Trump administration. So now the government's going to have to do it itself. And if the government does it itself, well, you can look to Britain for the example that they're going to follow. Thousands of people in jail right now for exercising their free speech, which they don't have anymore, for sharing memes. That'll come, especially as the suffering ratchets up. And if they're successful in convincing you that the suffering you're about to experience is because of the United States and not them, then censorship will be that much easier. So although there's a lot more I'd like to talk about in today's video, I'm going to leave it there because short videos get more clicks. And I think this information's really important. You need to understand where you are. This is worse than 2020. I'm Frank Vaughn. If you like A Voice of Honesty, please consider supporting the work. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.